This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iesoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Advancements in precision ag, data collection, and soil sampling are revolutionizing how farmers understand and manage their land. With cutting-edge technology providing unprecedented insights, farmers of all sizes can make more informed decisions to boost productivity and sustainability. For Earth Optics customers, they're going to be receiving a groundbreaking report that delivers invaluable data to optimize their operations like never before. We'll learn more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
I had the chance to talk with Britt Buchanan of Earth Optics, and she talks about the exclusive sneak peek we're going to see of the Predictive Ag Report that customers are going to get on April 1st. This report will feature groundbreaking insights into your region's performance based on your data and the data collected from other Earth Optics customers.
April 1st, we will be publishing our Predictive Ag Report. So our true bio product is one that looks at DNA in the soil, and it enables us to give key insights to both problems and opportunities for beneficials in the soil. And it's one of our three agronomic product offerings, of which over the last 5 years, Earth Optics has spent over $100 million delivering these insights to the ag industry. So this is no small feat. This is revolutionary kind of next generation insights in ag, and it's very exciting.
Buchanan explains that this will give farmers a comprehensive look at crop challenges, yield potential, and field variability. And by combining these insights with their personal results, farmers can make more data-driven decisions to be better prepared in the 2025 growing season.
On farms that we have looked at TrueBio in the fall of 2024, those farmers have already gotten their data from us. That happens in less than a week, often within days of the soil sampling event. But on April 1st, we will be publishing the kind of regionalized summaries of that data at scale. So things like corn rootworm, fusarium, soybean cyst nematode, southern death syndrome, tar spot, we're able to show folks where those pressures are higher or lower based on data.
Buchanan talks about how the data is gathered from their programs TrueBio, TrueNutrient, and TrueTill.
TrueBio is revolutionary, very interesting. It's composite samples on the field that go to our lab where we look at the DNA. We also have TrueNutrient and TrueTill. Those two data layers require high-tech scanning. We do this. We have field techs nationwide that do it. We also equip our dealers with no upfront cost to do that scanning. It's our ground owl sensor suite. We ground truth everything we do. So True Nutrients there is still a physical core going to the lab. And True Till, our compaction data layer, we are measuring PSI, so pounds per square inch, and showing folks not just where do they have compaction, but at what depth is it an issue.
Buchanan gives a real-world example of how this information can save both time and money.
70-acre field, guy only needed to till half of the field. He would have otherwise, without this data insight, tilled the entire field. So we know there's $20 to $30 an acre in diesel fuel savings alone. We're not disrupting soil that doesn't need to be disrupted. That's agronomical and ecological.
We have more on this at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.